Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 22nd, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Sri Bhagavan Uvas, Maya Saptamana Pathya, Yogam Junyan Mudasraya, Atham Tham Samakram Maam, Jatha Gaitasi Dakshinam. See, Bhagavan Uvas, back there, would have written Sri Krishna Uvas. But purposefully he is writing Sri Bhagavan Uvas. Because avajananti mana murha manusintanuvas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He descends as human being. Murhas, those who are rascals, they consider Him just like one of us, human beings. Abhijananti. Therefore, to avoid this offense on the part of the mula, he writes Bhagavan Uvas. Directly, Bhagavan means full with six opulences. Oishadyasa, samadrasa, vidyasa, dasasa, sriya. Jnana Vyagraya Saiva Sarayiti Bhagangana. Bhagavan means Aishadjastha Samagra, the master of all wealth within the creation. That is Bhagavan. Not that millions or trillions of dollars, but all the wealth. Oishadyastha samagra. Bhoktaram jagrudabhasam sarvalokumahishtaram. I am the enjoyer and proprietor of all the planets. That is Bhagavan. Oishadyastha samagra. Vidyasa Jatasa Sriya. He is master of all strength. He is all famous. Krishna, 5,000 years ago, appeared on this planet, but still he is famous. His worship is going on. Still, in India, there are hundreds and thousands of temples like this. Not only in India, now outside India, there are at least hundreds of temples like this. He is so famous. That is Bhagavan. He is not a cheap Bhagavan. I have become Bhagavan by meditation. No. He is real Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. He doesn't require to meditate. Just like Krishna when was 3 months old, he is Bhagavan. Putana came to kill him, but Putana was killed by him. That is Bhagavan. At the age of 3 months, what meditation he could do? So this meditation Bhagavan and this Bhagavan is different. Bhagavan is always Bhagavan. either he is 3 months old or 125 years old. When he was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his age was 125 or little less. He was great grandfather. So he is Bhagavan, he is Bhagavan. Bhagavan cannot be manufactured by meditation fashion. No. Therefore, it is said Bhagavan. So, to understand Bhagavan, Parabrahma, that is the mission of human life. The cat and dog cannot understand Bhagavan. That is not possible. A human being can understand. This Bhagavad Gita is for the human, not for the cats and dogs. So, Krishna says that if you want to know me, it is not easy to understand Bhagavan or God. God is not the exact word of Bhagavan. Therefore we use the word Godhead, back to Godhead. Bhagavan means the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Being. God means the ruler, the controller. But he, when we come to the Supreme Controller, he is Bhagavan. You are controller, I am controller. I am controller of my disciples within the Krishna Consciousness Society. But I cannot control the whole world. I have got some. You are controller in your home of your wife, children, servants. But you are also controlled. You are not absolute controller. Therefore, Bhagavan means the absolute controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. That is Bhagavan, Supreme Controller. He is controller over everyone, but he is not controlled by anyone. That is Bhagavan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Janmadrasya jataha annayat ikadatascha asyesu avidya sarat. He is sarat. He is not controlled by anyone. Anadi radhi govinda sarvakarana karana. So, Bhagavan is explaining himself how to know Bhagavan. So we have to take advantage. If we are actually serious to understand Bhagavan, then we have to take the instruction given by Bhagavan himself. We cannot manufacture ideas to know Bhagavan. That is not possible. You cannot speculate on Bhagavan. Nāyamātmā pravatanena labhya na bhūnā sutena. The Vedas inform us that ayamātmā, paramātmā, Bhagavan, nāyamātmā pravatanena labhya. By one is very good speaker. It is not that he can understand Bhagavan. Nayamatma Prabhatanina Rabba Namni Dhaya. If one is very meritorious, great scientist, philosopher, it does not mean that he can understand Bhagavan. Nayamatma Prabhatanina Rabba Rabbahuna Sutena. If one is very highly educated, highly learned in Vedic knowledge, he also can. Bhagavan can be understood by the mercy of Bhagavan. That is the problem. Therefore, Bhagavan mercifully explaining himself, we have to take advantage of. Then we can understand Bhagavan. Athāpi te deva padām ujadvayam prasāda leśāna grihita eva hi jānāti tattam na jāna eko pi siraṁ vitinnam. These are the bhāṇika of the Vedas. Athāpi te deva padām ujadvayam prasāda leśāna grihita eva hi. My Lord, one who has got a little mercy of yourself, prasada lesa, a little mercy, janati tattam, he can understand. Nacha anna ekopi chidam vichinnam. Others who has not received your mercy, he may speculate for millions of years, still he cannot understand. So, we can understand Bhagavan by the mercy of Bhagavan, not by speculation, not by learning, not by speaking or so many others. So here we have to take advantage Bhagavan upasa. Bhagavan personally speaking, what? Speaking. Asam sam samapragmam jathagayasasi tatshinu. Without any doubt, asam sam. If you speculate on God, there are so many doubts. But asam sam, without any doubt, if you want to understand, asam sam samapragmam, and in totality, not partial. Bhagavan is absolute truth. The absolute truth is understood from three angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Bhagavanti tat tat tavidas tatyam jajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti. So, Brahma understanding is not samagra. Asam, not asamsayam. Sama, here it is said, asamsayam samagra. Brahma understanding of the absolute truth is partial. It is not samagra. Means, not the complete. Complete knowledge of Absolute is not Brahma Jnana. Just like the example is, just like we are experiencing daily the sunshine. But understanding of the sunshine is not complete understanding of the sun. Very nice example. Because you are experiencing, I am experiencing daily sunshine, that does not mean we know everything of the sun planet or who are living there, how they are living. Rather, we are contemplating there cannot be any life because so much heat, temperature, So we do not know. We do not know samagram, complete. So this is a material thing. We cannot understand even one of the creation of Bhagavan. And how to know Bhagavan. So we have to understand Bhagavan from Bhagavan. Then we understand Him. Asamsayam samagra. Paramatma jnat, Brahma jnat, jnat parsya. Bhagavan is Sat Chit Ananda, Satchidananda. So Brahma jnat means the knowledge of eternity. Paramatma jnat means the knowledge of all pervasive God, everywhere present, that is Paramatma. Andhāntarastham paramānuśayāntarastham. When one can understand that God is within this universe, andhāntarastham paramānuśayāntarastham, He is within the atom. This is Paramatma. But that is also not complete. But when you come to the understanding of Bhagavān, vaisadhyasya samagrasya bhijyasya jatadasya, that understanding is complete. See, Bhagavān is the possessor of all kinds of opulence. Then what is difficulty for Him to remain within the atom? Vaisadhyasya samagrasya. He can remain within the atom. He can remain within the universe. And his gigantic Virat form, as he showed to Arjuna, Virat Rupa. Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana. He is smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. In this way, Krishna will explain himself. The process is, what is that process? Krishna says, Mai asaktamana, and to me become attached. Asam. Attached. So, how this attachment will increase? Mai asaktamana. Yogam Vinyan, this is a yoga, to become attached to Krishna. This is the beginning. If you come to the temple daily and you see the transcendental form, Satchidananda Vigraha of Bhagavan, this Bhagavan which you see, it is not different from the original Bhagavan. Don't differentiate that this is a stone statue of Bhagavan. No. He is Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. Atyamurti. Atyavigraha. Because we cannot see Bhagavan with our present eyes, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyam. With the present blunt senses, we cannot see Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan out of His causeless mercy has appeared in a form which you can see. Not that He is different. He is not different. Because Bhagavan is everything. That will be explained. So He can appear in any form. So He has appeared in a form which you can see. That is Bhagavan's mercy. Not that He is statue. Ati Vishnu Siradhi Guruju Naramati Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi Naraki Buddhi. If we consider Now here is a stone statue, Atri Vishnu Siladhi. No Sila. It is not. Bhagavan is everything. By the advancement of knowledge, you'll understand Bhagavan. Here is Bhagavan. So, if you daily come, temple is situated. Temples are constructed to give you the facility how to become attached to Bhagavan. So you should take advantage of this temple. Is very centrally situated. I am very glad that the inhabitants of Hyderabad, they are so nice devotees. From the very beginning they are coming. It is very good. So continue this habit. Daily come, see Bhagavan. Offer little obedience. Bhagavan does not want anything from you. He is self-sufficient. Bhagavan, Oishadrasvatamasa. But if you give something to Bhagavan, it is love. Dadati Pudiginunan. You are taking so many things from Bhagavan, and if you give something, what is wrong? It is exchange of love. And Bhagavan does not want your whole estate. Bhagavan says, Patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhavya prajati. Little leaf, patram, little flower, a little fruit, a little water. Patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhav. Bhagavan wants your bhakti. If you bring little leaf, little flower, little fruit and little water. Bhagavan, I am very poor man. I have nothing to give you, but I have secured from other's garden a little leaf, little flower, a little fruit, and water is available. So kindly accept. Bhagavan says, Patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati toya bhaktya what is that? What? Asnani bhaktya upahitam, because one is giving out of devotion, love. Asnani, i.e. if Bhagavan eats from your hand, then you become perfect. So that is wanted, bhakti. Bhaktya, tadaham asna, bhakta, upahitam. If you bring, that attachment should be increased. Maya saktamana prātva. Yogam jinyan, this is the yoga. This is real yoga. How to become attached to the service of the Lord? That is first class duty. Find in the last paragraph of sixth chapter. Yoginamati sarvesam. There are many yogis, different kinds of yogis. So yoginamati, karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, hatha yogi. So many yogis. So yoginam api sarvesam, of all the yogis. Yoginam api sarvesam, madvatantanatmana. One is always thinking of Krishna. Naturally, if you practice to come here and see daily at least once, he'll be able to think of the madhgata antarasana. If you continue that thinking, Krishna, how he is standing, how he is playing on flute, how Radharani is there, yes, manmana. In this way you think, then you become the greatest yogi. Yoginam api sarvesam madhgata antarasana sadhyavam. bhajati jo maa samidhatam. That is one. So the man temple is the facility. How to become the first class yogi? And how to become the first class yogi? Simply by increasing your attachment. This attachment, there is one example that one brahmana, he was daily seeing Lord Ramchandra, and then he was taking his, breaking his fast. So Ramchandra was out of the station for some royal business. So this brahmana did not take in water 7 days. So when Ramchandra returned, Lakshman informed Lord Ramchandra, "Here is your devotee, my lord. Because you were absent for 7 days and he could not see you, therefore he did not take it in water." Ramchandra appreciated his devotion. So before Lord Ramchandra, there was Sitaram Diti, worshipped in the family of Dasarath Maharaj's family. So, I mean, that deity was kept in the room of Lord Ramchandra, because Lord Ramchandra was personally present. So, he advised Lakshmana that give this brahmana this deity. And he advised him, "Brahmana, you worship this deity, and when I am not in this station, your worshipping this deity is as good as well." So the deity worship is so long going on that Ramchandra deity is still here in South India. So there is no difference between the deity and the Lord. That is the same. Even the chanting of the name of the Lord is the same. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavigra, Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Abhinna Pyas Namanami. The name, fame, form, quality, assent, entourage, everything, they are non-different. When we read Bhagavad Gita, you must know when this writing is there, Bhagavan Uvas. You must know Bhagavan Krishna is speaking in just before you. Immediately, Bhagavan. In this way, you have to understand tattva. Janati tattva. Manushanam sahasre sukasthi jagati siddhaya. Jagatamati siddhyana kasthi vetimam tattva. Tatti. Tatti means the absolute is the same, either by his name, by his form, by his personality, by his entourage, everything, absolute same. Advaigan, Madanti Tattabhidas Tattam Jat Jnanam Advaigam. There is no difference. This is Tattabhidas. In this way, if you increase your attachment for Krishna, Maya Saptamana Prat, Yogam Junyam, this is the yoga, the first class yoga. Yoginamati Sarvesham Madhvatam Samedhutvatam. That is first class. If you practice this yoga, very easy. Simply, you come daily, if you can offer Patram Prasvam Phalam Poyam and offer obeisances, you will increase your attachment. And that attachment, maya saptamana, this yoga, if you practice, then what will it? Asamusayam samagna. Gradually, God, Krishna will reveal. You cannot understand God without revelation. So, on account of your attachment, He reveals. सेवन मुखे ही जीवादो सामय वस्तुरस्तद अत कृष्ण नामाधी नवरी ग्रायम इंद्रिय इफ यू वॉन्ट टू सी बाई योर ब्रांड मेटीरियल लाइफ दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल वी हैव टू प्यूरिफाई यू सी गॉड विथ हिज आई व्हेन इट इज प्यूरिफाइड सर्वपाधि निर्मुक्तम तत्परतीन निर्मलम When the eyes will be nirvana, without any designation, then you see, sarvapādhi-vinirmuktam-tat-paratena-nirmalam, rishikena-rishikesa-stevanam-bhakti-vichyati. So increase your āsakti, tathāsakti, yāsakti, ādau-sadhyā, Sadhya, beginning. Oh, here is a temple. Let us go and see. This is Sadhya, little faith. And we have to increase this faith. Adho Sadhya. Tato Sadhu Sangha. If you have got little faith, then you come and here are Sadhu. They are simply engaged in Krishna's service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam. They are engaged always 24 hours in either of these business. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam. So if you associate with them, if you come and see the Aratri, how they are chanting, dancing, offering prayer, and then we associate. Adho Sadhya, little faith, let us go and see the temple. And then association. If you come daily, there will be association. Adho Sadhya, Adho Sadhya, Tato Sadhu Sangha. Then Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya, this hearing, that is bhajana. And if you join the chanting, that is also bhajan. Sabanam kirtanam. This is bhajan. Adho satya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya. Then anartha nivittisya. Then all kinds of anartha, unwanted things, nivitti, that will finish. Then you will be purified. Sarvapādhi-vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha sakti. Then there will be nishtha, confidence. In this way, when all your senses will be engaged, your life will be successful. This is what this is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.